Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yes! Need something sexy to start your week off with? Today on Daily Pop, Jen and Ben are getting handsy, Tiffany Haddish is talking makeouts, and Emily Blunt is putting The Rock's kissing skills on blast. Let's get it started. The ghost of T-Boz is here today. Lonnie Love. Morgan Stewart is in the house.
And looking pretty in pink. Uh-huh. Is that pink?
This is a full-on what? Bubblegum pink?
Bubblegum pink.
You're more mauvey pink today.
I'm more mauvey. And Stanley is here, honey. I'm getting my saltine because I'm hungover.
The best. The best.
But let's get it started because J-Lo and Ben won the weekend going IG official with a sexy makeout photo. Now, the two were on international waters in Saint-Tropez celebrating J-Lo's big 52. Now, did your mouths drop when you saw these photos?
No. You guys,
I'm not even...
Okay, here's the thing. I was speaking to somebody backstage before we got on the show. I am not hating on Jen and Ben at all. I'm here for it, but I'm just not, for whatever reason, it's not tickling my... I'm not as excited and nostalgic as everybody else is, and I don't even know. It's like almost not in my control.
Which is strange because you just went through this whole thing.
I know!
You got back with your man after 10 years, got pregnant, then married in that order.
I know!
And this should be your thing.
I know, and that I keep trying to remind myself, and it's genuinely no shade. Like, right. I'm so happy for them that they are happy, but there's just something about it. I don't know if it reads like they're putting on again a little bit with, like, doing these photos or what. I'm just not as excited as I should be.
I think J-Lo is the spokesperson for all the women that were in a bad relationship, and she teaches you know what? Move the hell on.
Amen.
Okay? I'm happy for that.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I love that she's, like, the iPhone of celebrities.
Oh,
like, you know when you're thinking, about something and all of a sudden your iPhone pops up with an ad for it, and you're like, oh, my God, girl, how'd you know that I wanted those yacht photos?
Yeah.
You know, she is for the people, she is by the people, so she will give you what you want and the game.
This is her job. J-Lo is simply doing her job, Morgan.
It is very J-Lo. And again, I swear to God, it is no shade. I mean, you know, it's not shade. I don't know if it feels a little, I
understand what you're saying.
We're trying to recreate what it was or what is it? And not that you can't find, because I am literally the epitome of this reality. Like,
right.
I did this exact same thing. I think we were posting the same photos we took 10 years ago in Miami. I'm in a completely different relationship with my husband now than when we dated 10 years ago. I feel like they're kind of doing the same steps.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But when I saw it, I just felt good. I was like, you go, girl.
I'm happy for her.
I was just happy for her. She's 52 years old,
looks
in a
amazing.
Bikini.
Looks
She's
amazing.
Doing things that, I mean, it's like, look at that body.
No. Look at that body.
52?
The body's no joke, but the body's been no joke for a long time.
Oh.
And you know I stand by J-Lo. I mean, I've said A-Rod,
right,
a loser for like months.
Well, speaking of shady, A-Rod is also in France, too. Now, a source tells E! That J-Lo and Alex had already talked about the vacay before they broke up, and he still decided to go anyway.
You guys.
If you guys were broken up with your baby mans, our lady friends,
would
you have gone?
This is when you have no friends, right? This is when this would be something that I would contemplate if I was single and I broke up with my man. I'd be like, well, we had those plans and I bought that ticket and I should be able to enjoy Saint-Tropez and give you 25 reasons as to why I should also enjoy that vacation. And one of my girlfriends would be like, that's all cute for you, but you're out of your damn mind. You're gonna look like a crazy desperate.
He's trying to prove that he can move on too.
It's so embarrassing. I cannot believe this trickery is still occurring with this grown-ass man.
I disagree.
What do you think?
By the way, if I spent 100 G's on a deposit for a yacht, I would rather lose my dignity than lose that money. Okay? So who's coming?
Mm-mm. He didn't have to take the pictures, though, like that. And he's posting on Instagram.
Also, I'm flexing on a $1 million a week yacht.
But she's flexing with her new man. He's flexing with nobody. And on top of that, Saint-Tropez, as somebody who's extremely well-versed, it is a very small place. Mm. They are running into one another, and Ben is probably like, what is this guy doing?
Oh,
they're doing this.
Do you not think it's lame?
Ben's like, what is this guy doing while I'm playing the bongos right here?
I have to admit, I love that recreation. I just love the whole J-Lo because I'm for the woman. I'm for the fact that she tried it with A-Rod. She was there for him. And it just did not work out. Mm-hmm. And she has decided to move on.
Yeah.
This is a great message for women that have been wronged. Or we feel like they've been wrong.
It's like,
get out your relationship and go to another one. Now, it just happens to be the one that she had 20 years ago, and she's letting us know they look better today. Look at that. I mean, how can you look better 20 years?
Look, Lonnie, I wish I had nails to do this. It's the money.
It's so true.
It's the money.
You look good with money.
Thank you.
You preserve well.
It's the money.
You can tell I'm worth $500.
No.
Keep the flames away from Lonnie's hair today. Justin Timberlake finally responded after being called out by Lance Bass. Now, last week, Lance pranked the members of NSYNC by FaceTiming them and pretending he was too busy to talk, but Justin never picked up. Justin later commented on the Instagram post, once those babies show up, your unavailability will all make sense, bro. Lonnie, you go first. As the childless one here, Lonnie, do you get upset when people use that?
You gotta understand, I'm Auntie Lonnie, so I don't get upset because I babysit a lot of kids. I understand what
Great.
It takes.
Good to know.
I'm always there.
There.
Okay.
Good. Ro needs
it. As long as I can stay in your house.
Oh, by the way, it's so
y'all can leave.
We
I'm
are
staying in
and
house.
Use your product.
It's nice.
Yes. Thanks. Oh, I'll be.
Yep. Bathtub, all of it.
Ooh,
the
all
guest
of it.
Room. Yeah. The yep. pool.
Yeah.
Me and Ro, we
heated. Like... It's heated. It's all good. I'm just trying to get Lonnie to come over.
Let him know.
I'm
let
just
him
trying
know.
To let him. I said it's a waste of money, but I was vetoed. Anyway.
Oh, it's not.
I'm so annoying in the morning. Do you? Did he not answer because of the kids? Is someone going to say something? Okay, I'm only working 3 days this week. I'm going to Mexico this weekend. I'm in a great mood. Is he not answering because of the kids or they haven't spoken in 10 years?
Let him know.
No, you guys, don't leave me alone. I'm sorry.
When your feelings are hurt, and I think that's the thing. Sometimes people that don't have children need to understand the people that do have children. And maybe if you haven't spoken, you haven't spoken. That's just it.
That's it. And also, the unexpected FaceTime is an intrusion.
Oh, yeah.
No one is like, let me just pick this FaceTime up when I haven't spoken to you. And however, like, even a random phone call that's not a FaceTime, when you haven't spoken to somebody in 5 days, you're like, oh my God, how dare you? You can't call me unexpectedly. Like, you have to text me first.
So the stream of unconscious thoughts that you get at 9:30 at night from you is totally fine.
Yeah.
Totally street legal.
No, but that's different.
We
are in constant communication. This situation, I think Lance and the rest of the guys, I'm saying things I want you to agree or disagree with me. Lance and the rest of the guys are in constant communication. They just got back together to do stuff with the Backstreet Boys and they learned each other's dance moves.
Yes.
And all that fun stuff that happened. And I think they all chat more. I think Justin is a little more removed from everybody. I don't think he thinks he's better than anybody, but he also did go on to have like a massive solo career. I don't know. There's only one Harry Styles. I don't know.
I know, but at the end of the day, I don't care how many years it's been since we played on the same softball field. We're going to be like the league of their own. I'm going to pick up the phone and talk to you, kid, okay?
No, I agree that he should definitely, I mean, this is, you can never bite the hand that feeds you. I mean, NSYNC is the reason that he's as big as
you
he is.
You know who's the perfect example of still staying together?
Beyonce.
Yes.
But they are,
that's all you need to say.
They love each other. I mean, they are family. Yeah. That is such a rare.
But this is supposed to be a family, too.
But it's supposed to be, but it wasn't necessarily that.
Yeah, Kelly lived with Beyonce. I mean, Tina was like her ma. I don't know. That was a different. They were really, they're
but
like.
But even like with Michelle, they like, they're always there for Michelle.
Except when
like
Michelle fell and they kept walking, remember?
You know what?
Y'all,
see,
they left her ass on that 106 and Park staircase
trying,
like nobody's business.
I was trying.
We watched that.
I was trying, y'all.
Every day for a week once.
See how they do me?
Lonnie, so you can't sit here and say Beyonce's always there for Michelle because she ain't.
She looked at
that
her like.
That was a performance.
You better get up,
that
Michelle.
That was a performance. Look, let me tell you something. Bitch, if you fall, I'm walking.
This happened once before.
I ain't got time for you.
I had a
come on, Lonnie,
kid.
Come for me.
No.
Mm-mm. By the way, this is the closest to a wedding I'm ever going to get. Coming up, things are getting wild with Emily Blunt, The Rock, and Tiffany Haddish. We're talking makeouts and more right after my wedding.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Have you ever wondered if Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a good kisser?
Yeah.
I did too. Well, Emily Blunt is calling him out. Also, Tiffany Haddish is telling Victor about her favorite makeout spots. I mean, this Jungle Cruise premiere got pretty wild.
Wow.
Torpedo.
My.
You guys do a ton of crazy stunts in this film. So my question is for both of you. From a scale of one to I'm never doing this again, how crazy were the stunts in this movie?
How crazy was it for your stunt double?
Never doing this again.
Yeah.
For her, it was never doing this again.
Got it.
But me, because you and I go way back,
no,
I do all my own stunts.
That's
you know
not
that.
True.
Yeah, and brother.
You know,
hey,
that's false. I think his stunt double's over. You're going to see three people who look like him tonight on the red carpet.
I tried to interview one of them, and they were like, I'm not Dwayne.
I know.
His knees are shot. He has no knees. Okay, at this point, they're gone. They were long gone.
I got you.
Now, Emily, I want to ask you, between Lily and Mary Poppins, which one would you think your husband would be more into?
It's a great question.
It is.
Don't you think Mary Poppins is a little bit uptight?
Okay.
Lily,
a little bit uptight. I think Lily's up for some fun, you know what I mean?
John would love Lily.
John would love Lily.
Now, Dwayne, you're getting ready for Black Adam as well. Talk to me about just how much you're working out for this movie, because I know you work out 100 times a day. How swole up are you getting for Black Adam?
It was the hardest work that I've ever put in, and I've shown Emily because we were on tour, and I just wrapped Black Adam when we were on tour, so it was something else. I look forward to
people. Covered up tonight,
yes,
you see.
All covered up.
Old Hollywood, Humphrey Bogart.
You guys share a kiss on the film.
Yeah.
Talk to me, tell all the ladies out there exactly what they're missing. Mm.
You know what, you're missing out on a sort of...
You knew her, isn't it? Yeah.
Really?
You're that's called, set her up like that's that? Called the soft toss right there.
Come on,
that's
man.
Called the softball. But we want to hear it.
We go way
you
back.
You know what, you're missing...
Oh, God. Okay, no, go. You better kill it.
Yep.
Kill it. Here
listen, the thing you're missing out on, you know that feeling you get right after you brush your teeth? And it kind of feels fresh and it's really nice. That's not what you're going to get, okay?
Now, I see you got your Jungle Cruise outfit
yeah,
on.
Yeah, ready for the jungle, baby.
She's ready. She's definitely ready for the jungle. Now, what are you excited about to watch Jungle Cruise, to see Dwayne, how he's rocking out in this Disney film? Obviously for the ride.
I came for the ride.
Okay.
I'm not really here for Dwayne. Not like that. Much love to The Rock. No. But I can smell what you's cooking. But I'm really here for the ride. Like, I used to love that ride. Mm-hmm. It was exciting for me as a kid. I realized they had to make some changes and do some rearranging on it. You know, but I come from the 1900s, so it's a little different back in the 1900s. I get it, though. That's the wonderful thing about being a human. You get to evolve and make change.
Exactly. Obviously, we're here at Disneyland. Tell me some of your favorite times that you've had at Disneyland, whether it's on Jungle Cruise or just running around this place going crazy.
Grad night, super fun. You know, there's barely anybody in the park. Got to get on every ride like 4 or 5 times. Indiana Jones had just came out. Okay. Got on the Jungle Cruise. I might have made out a couple of times on the Jungle Cruise.
Didn't I get on, wanted to get on the Small World, but realized, that ain't really. Pirates of the Caribbean is a good ride to get on and make out in, and it's like, ooh-wee, you know, that's it.
So Disney was just your make-out spot?
On grad night it was. Grad night.
Thank you so much, Tiffany,
that's
for
all
a couple
that happened to, just making out, that's it. Because you don't do nothing else at Disney.
You guys, Jungle Cruise is out this Friday. That woman is a mess, and I love her.
Shout out to Victor Cruz.
Doing so good.
Yes, Vicky!
He did a lot of those Jungle Cruises.
Looking like a whole snack. Now, the Olympics kicked off this weekend, and they did not disappoint, and neither will my pronunciations of these names. We are loving that Australian swim coach. He's gone viral with one hell of a victory dance. Dean Boxall busted out in all kinds of moves after Ariana Titmus took the gold in the women's 400 freestyle final. This is going to be Lonnie once I realize that I got a man. Like, once I tell Lonnie I got a man, this is what she's going to do.
Well, you know what? This was the point. This was a really disappointing because we thought Ledecky was going to win. She was, you know, on goal to win. And so this was a total surprise. And that's why you got that type of reaction.
You got the hip thrusting. I love him. I want a coach like that.
Yeah.
That's the kind of motivation you need and support.
That's
look
like
at
Doc Brown.
Yeah.
That's
I definitely want this man to support me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, who here has the strength, the knee strength, to even do a cartwheel? So let's give it up for 46 years old, Osana Chusavitina from Uzbekistan, who just competed in her eighth and final Olympic Games. She got a standing ovation after her vault routine.
She didn't qualify for this was her final. She didn't qualify. So everyone gave her a standing ovation. And unfortunately, because there are no audience, you know, luckily they had the teammates there to, you know, cheer on. It was a very emotional moment. I mean, 48, still doing your eighth Olympics.
Forget it.
It's like,
Forget it. Like,
girl,
who does that?
If I get out of my bed too quick, this knee is giving out.
Okay. True.
Much less getting off a ball. But I really think it's unbelievable that we talk about gymnasts all the time and how young they are and how they age out of the sport before they're 25. And this woman made it to the Olympics.
Yes.
Made it to the Olympics.
Yes.
So she qualified for everything in my heart.
And still doing cartwheels like that, that's really impressive.
I mean, cartwheels, flips, all kinds of things. So, you know, but, you know, that's what Olympians do. True Olympians, they're in the game. They take care of their bodies. They take care of themselves, you know, and it was a very humbling moment. So I'm going to miss her because I've watched all the Olympics that she's been in. So I was just like, she's still coming.
Of course. She knows stuff we don't know.
She is an Olympic commentator.
She's
in fashion. She's in health and wellness.
She can hop on any show.
She was on CNN the other night talking about the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
She had a Dr. Fauci.
She has friends in the CDC. It's like, whoa.
She's a vaccine specialist with Kamala Harris. Like,
She's making her own chia pudding. It's a whole damn thing.
She did an art installation at the Bros last week.
But you know what, Justin? I still don't have a heated pool.
You know, but I married into my heated pool, so it doesn't count.
Oh my God. And finally, Simone Biles is just like us. Okay, not really, but she got off to a shaky start at the Olympics this weekend, and she wrote on Instagram that it was not her best day, but sometimes it feels like she has the weight of the world on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Could you deal with this kind of pressure?
I can barely do this show without having intense anxiety. Like, every day I'm like, am I dying? Am I passing out? Am I okay? Is everything okay? Is he reading that right? Like, I could not even, she is on such a level of excellence and greatness and just being so much more superior than any of my abilities. Like, I can't even relate.
Yes.
I could not operate. I don't operate like that. She is another type of human being.
Well, let's pass it over to NBC Sports expert analyst and mental health advocate and expert, Lonnie Love. How is she going to handle this kind of pressure?
The way an Olympian does. I think we built it up because we were seeing her qualifying and seeing her in the finals. And so I think we have this like big thing on Simone. But just remember, it's a team sport. It's not just on her. It's also the whole team. So I think with everything that's going on with COVID, you know, with these restrictions, with those cardboard bags, even though they put them in a hotel because they have to get rest, they're going to come back
back and they're going to refocus and they're going to get it together. So she has qualified for everything,
literally,
though.
Co-hosting Real Sports. Like, Brian Gumbel is out of a job. She is giving us
sports.
Because that's what Olympians do. You know what? They get in there.
You know
Michael
what?
Jordan had 58. Did it? I mean,
hold on.
Lonnie.
By the way, no. Lonnie
holy,
is.
We can BS on this show sometimes, but holy shit, that
Lonnie,
was insane.
You are using us to get your reel knocked up, though, isn't you? Aren't you just patting your reel right
wow.
now over here?
Holy. Well, I hope we get that message
you
to
guys.
Simone, because that was uplifting.
Don't go anywhere, because we have Gabby Douglas. She is one of Simone's former teammates. And we're going to talk to her about her opinion about what's going on and what she would tell Simone and what she thinks about Lonnie's commentary.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to Daily Pop. 3-time Olympic gold medal winner, Gabby Douglas, in the house, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, my God. I have to know, are you just getting so much FOMO now that Tokyo is happening?
It's crazy, you know, and it's like it's such a different time that we live in because of everything going on with the pandemic. So, honestly, I'm just hoping for the best with everyone, to be honest.
Definitely. I am so thrilled to talk to you, Gabby. I've watched you so much.
Yes.
You've always been a light, and I just want to say thank you for everything
yes.
that you brought, you know, for us.
Thank you.
But, you know, the Olympics it's a lot of pressure, and your former teammate, mm-hmm. Simone Biles, shared that she's mm-hmm. feeling the pressure after hearing, you know, all about this. How do you feel? I mean, do you yeah. feel like, you know, do you understand what she's going through as far as when it comes to feeling pressure right now?
I mean, honestly, gymnastics is very, very mental. It's a very mental sport. And, you know, we have to master 4 events. And not only do we have to master 4 events, they're completely different. So you have to, you know, kind of find the groove and the vibe with kind of switching off from event to event, if that makes sense. But I completely understand, you know, it's a lot, and not only from you, but from your coaches, from social media, yeah. from media. It's just, honestly, there's so many factors and so many just avenues of pressure, especially with the pandemic going on. So I can totally 100% relate to that.
If you were in that team huddle right now in Tokyo, in that sequence.
Right now.
With that scrunchie on.
Yes.
What would you tell Simone to calm her nerves?
Honestly, each person is different, right? But if I was in that team huddle, I would literally say, okay, guys, and we are trained as athletes to not really focus on anything that's going outside, not even, you know, focusing on things that are going on right beside us. Like, we are only allowed to focus on ourselves. So I would say, you know, guys, this is a tremendous opportunity. We were given this talent to go out and shine to the brightest. So this is our shot. And let's go for it. Like, and for me, I really just focus on breathing, because that's, you know, kind of the thing that was accessible, was just kind of breathing and taking one thing at a time.
Where do you keep your medals? I always wanted to know that.
Right.
I'm just gonna be nosy.
Right. Nosy as hell.
I'm like, where are they?
No, at the door. Look, no. At the door. So when you walk in, you remember that I'm 3-time Olympic gold medalist, Gabby Douglas.
Right.
You don't know where your medals are?
Everyone's asking me, okay, so I recently moved from California to Texas, and I'm like, wait, where are they? I just traveled with them. I have to ask my mom.
Oh,
I'm sorry, guys.
Gabby,
I'm not irresponsible or anything.
Your nickname should be 3 Chainz, because you should look like a rapper right now with all 3 around your neck, girl. You should be looking like Quasimodo walking around with all that weight like this. What are you talking about? You don't know where they are.
Oh. They get annoying, I'm not going to lie, because they're like just what you said. They're like ching-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. And you honestly can't, you know, deal with them too much. The oils from your fingers will rub off the gold. The ribbon will fray. So, like, you can't handle them too much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got to preserve them.
So you got to keep it. You got to keep it fresh.
Well, you know, she has 3 medals, but she also has a lot of pets. She has 3 dogs, a llama, a mini cow named Midnight. Is that right?
I do. So I have 6 cows on the way to be 7 cows because our female cow is pregnant. And then we have 3 llamas, dogs, cat, like, and adding more, yeah.
Oh, she got budget because llamas, boo, llamas ain't cheap to take care of.
Okay. Kevin Hart has one.
He's got money. He got budget.
Only people with money and Olympic gold medals have llamas.
Wait, what is this I hear that you're partnering with Petco for their field day? And we heard there's even going to be a hamster ball race. Like, what is going on?
I literally told my sister and my mom about the hamster ball race. I'm like, you guys, there's going to be a hamster ball race. And I'm so excited about that. But yes, I am hosting with Petco on, you know, the field day. And it's going to be on Facebook Live. So you guys definitely tune in. It's going to be the cutest little event. And I'm super excited.
Oh, my God. Gabby, thank you so much for being here. We're going to send Dateline out there to help you find those medals and retrieve them and bring them back home to you. Because we all want to know where those missing medals are.
Yes.
And you guys
I'll literally pick you guys up.
Yes,
please do.
I found them.
We're going to do a follow-up this week of where your medals are, Gabby. So you got to let us know.
Let's go. I'm going to find them for you guys.
Okay. Do it. Gabby is hosting Petco's Field Day. It's airing Wednesday on Facebook Live. Check it out. After the break, Matt Damon's beef with his daughter. He's telling us about what's going down when we come back.
Woo.
Gabby does. It's got budget, boo.
Budget. Thanks, Gabby.
Thanks, guys. You guys are super fun.
Welcome back. It's time for today's Hollywood Minute. Kyle Richards was rushed to the hospital over the weekend after accidentally walking into a beehive on her property. Kyle, who's allergic to them, was stung multiple times. She shared the whole ordeal from her security camera on her IG story. After running and screaming for help, she ended up jumping into her pool. Kyle says she can now laugh at the video. Yikes. Oof. Diane Sawyer just fangirled on Twitter over Ted Lasso after being name-dropped in the season 2 premiere. Ted had joked that he'd say yes to a date with Diane Sawyer. Diane tweeted, I'm in your move. And Jason Sudeikis' character replied, oh my, you've got me more on my heels than Lady Gaga at the Met Gala. Any chance you like biscuits? You'll have to watch the show to understand the biscuits reference. And Pink has offered to pay the Norwegian women's beach handball team's fine after they refused to wear bikini bottoms during a match last week. They were fined just over $1,700 for competing in shorts. Pink tweeted her offer, writing she's proud they protested the sexist rule. And that is your Hollywood Minute. How in the world is that a rule?
By the way, if I was playing men's handball, I would show up in a G-string and dare them to fine me.
They would fine you.
The FCC would definitely fine my ass.
Definitely. But you know, the thing is that it's interesting because it's actually a certain percentage of the bikini bottom that they're supposed to have. No, seriously, it's supposed to be like 4 inches on the side, and it's only like so many inches that they can have in front of them, and that's why they're finding them. And I believe this was made by old men that want to see ass on TV.
I love that she knows the exact dimensions also.
Brian Gumbel really, Lonnie Gumbel really came through today.
Like how?
The Olympics,
you guys. Right there.
It's impressive.
I love you.
Thank you.
I'm putting you in my purse, and you're coming with me everywhere.
I'm just saying.
Matt Damon's latest role is a dad who goes to the extremes to get his daughter out of a horrifying situation.
And a ridiculous beard.
Yes. Luckily, his real-life kids don't put him in danger, but they do put him on blast.
I'm trying to get my little girl out of jail. That's all I give a damn about.
Well, you and Abigail definitely have great on-screen working chemistry. Is it easier for you to step into roles like this, just being a father?
Yeah, I think I'm certainly, it's easier to find my way into a character. They become a lot more relatable. You know, if you can draw a direct correlation to your own life, it's always a lot easier.
It sounds in your personal life, you might do some damage with your kids. You said on CBS Sunday Morning that your daughter's your biggest critic. Will she watch Stillwater?
I don't know. If the reviews come out and they're terrible, then she'll watch it. If they come out and they're good, she's gonna pass.
So it's your worst films that they gravitate towards?
My 15-year-old definitely She's looking for ammunition all the time.
She's at that age where you are just, oh, dad.
She's good at it too. She's like one of the funniest people I've ever met. She's really cool.
I loved her.
I know you did.
But everybody thinks that I killed her.
In the film, you have to travel across the globe to make sure your daughter's okay. Have you ever had to stand up for your children in a big way like that?
Not in a way that's kind of this big, but you know, life is a series, you know, you advocate for your kids a lot, I think. Even in, you know, a lot of the choices you make, you're thinking about long-term ramifications for your kids. So yeah, I think parenting's a series of kind of those types of decisions.
You seen that guy before?
No one would talk to you, trust me.
We are seeing a whole new Matt Damon. There's no slick Jason Bourne moves. I mean, we are seeing true Oklahoma grit.
Yeah, you're right. It's like the opposite of Jason Bourne. The guy doesn't have any of those kind of skills to get around and help in a foreign country. But I went down to Oklahoma and these roughnecks, the guy that I play is a roughneck, which he works on oil rigs. Every little detail about all the clothes, the kind of the body type, the whole look with the goatee and the glasses and the hat and all that stuff came from those guys and the time we had with them.
So how good did it feel to like shave your face, like clean shaven after you wrapped?
Well, that beard is actually a hand-laid beard. It's not real.
You didn't go full method and really grew that thing, but I respect it.
Yeah, well, you never know exactly what you're gonna want until you get there. And so you test all these different looks. We had a kind of a varying range, so it would be tough to know what exactly to grow, but.
Okay, I get it.
I don't consider hair growth to be method either.
Oh, okay, excuse me. Thank you for letting me know.
It's kind of a natural occurrence. It's not like something you have to try to do.
Thank you for the education on acting.
I cannot wait to see this movie. Stillwater is in theaters this Friday. Coming up, celebs say the craziest things. Can you guess who's behind this quote?
No, it's too long. It's too much.
We have to read all of that?
Yes. We'll see if you got it right after this.
Let's read all of that.
It is time to put your celebrity knowledge to the ultimate test. We're playing a game of
They Said What?
Okay, I will read you a crazy quote from one of Lonnie's friends, and you have to guess who said it. First up.
Okay.
There's something about saying that you have a gastrointestinal issue.
Uh-oh.
They're like, take your time. Nobody questions it. And you can buy yourself about 30 minutes, sometimes more. We're living this right now. Who said it?
Are you kidding me?
Morgan Stewart.
Go ahead, Morgan.
Molly Sims.
Nope.
Gwyneth.
She was in Bring It On.
Bring It On. Gabrielle Union.
Let's see. Let's look at the Scots.
There's something about saying that you have a gastrointestinal issue. Nobody asks follow-up. They're like, yeah, take your time. Nobody questions it. And you can buy yourself about 30 minutes, sometimes more.
Yes!
Finally, I got one.
But my buzzer doesn't work.
Let's get her my bell.
Can you believe this?
Yeah, you can use
Let's get her my bell. Okay, next up. Who said, I feel confident that I can go up and talk pickles with anybody that wants to talk pickles in the world? Hint, he was named People's Sexiest Man in 2005.
2005?
Morgan, who would talk pickles?
Tom Cruise.
Well, let's see. Roll it.
I feel confident that I can go up and talk pickles with anybody that wants to talk pickles in the world.
By the way, the next time I see Matthew McConaughey, I'll be like, hey, can we talk about that pickle?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Don't do that.
This is also genuinely quite a hard game.
Well, let's see if you can get it with this one.
Okay.
I would like to get married one day with a prenuptial agreement, and I don't want to be a second mother to your children.
What?
None of that. I want to marry a man, not a boy.
Ooh.
Here's a hint. She's a pretty controversial TV
show. Go ahead. Who is that?
Megyn Kelly.
No.
Let's see.
No.
I thought it was Morgan Stewart. Let's see which celebrity.
I would like to get married one day. Oh, with a prenuptial agreement, and I don't want to be—I don't want to be a second mother to your children. None of that. I want to marry a man, not a boy.
You think Megyn Kelly?
I don't know.
Is gonna go on record?
You said controversial, so I went with that. I'm not doing.
You didn't say me. I'm not
doing so good. You can't be any more host. She's doing every job.
Last one before Lonnie leaves us to go to Dancing with the Stars. She tweeted,
by the way,
do ants poop?
Give me a hint.
She recently did a BET performance.
Oh, that's a good hint.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Let's see who it is.
Cardi B.
Yeah. That's actually a really good question. Do ants poop?
This is like
they
algebra.
Do. Everybody poops.
Oh, my
Everybody.
God. Check up, Lottie. Coming up, Love is Blind stars Lauren and Cameron are here. How they survived their first year of marriage, plus the relationship advice that will shock you.
Read.
I thought the show was over.
It's
a Monday, y'all. I thought to say goodbye. Insecure star Issa Rae got married over the weekend, and she looked damn good doing it. She married her long-term secret partner, Louis Diame, in a secret ceremony she called an impromptu photo shoot. How in the world did this woman keep a secret? By the way, let me just hand it to the Black Vaults of America.
Yes.
What's her name? Niecy Nash?
Yes.
Got married to a whole ass woman and nobody leaked it out.
Yes. It's just a good time. They got married over there in France and they've been together for reportedly years. And he's a businessman.
I love that.
And I'm just so happy for her. I'm happy. She looks gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Vera Wang, you can't go wrong. I mean, it's beautiful.
She looks unbelievable and you're so happy for her. She looks so happy.
She looks so happy. Well, sticking with love, I know Love is Blind helped me get through this quarantine and you. Now Lauren and Cameron are one of those few couples that are still married. They told Morgan about their dramatic reunion they just had with their co-stars, and Lauren has some wild advice for Lonnie's next date.
Oh, okay.
Lauren and Cameron, today you guys have definitely proved that love is blind.
So you've been married a little over 2 years, which is pretty much how long you have known each other.
That's right.
How was your first year of marriage?
Oh man, our first year of marriage was definitely a transition, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of marital bliss.
I thought he was about to say a lot of marital bull.
Did that sound like an apple?
It was great because we had that year to kind of really deepen our marriage and just flourish, you know, as opposed to right when the show came out, it was just like, boom, we're just on this platform.
Yeah, and it was a peaceful time, too.
Yeah.
We just got to enjoy each other as husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of figuring out to do, obviously.
Yeah.
She had never lived with another man before.
Wow.
Oh, girl.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was a complete change for me.
What an honor for you, right?
It was an
That's
honor.
A big deal.
Yeah.
Was there ever a point where you were like, oh my God, we really did this?
Oh, every day.
Every day.
All the time.
Every day that I would wake up and roll over, I'd be like, oh, I forgot. I'm married.
I'm married. Oh my God.
I mean, I definitely feel like we have a genuine faded story. I mean, I just feel like literally Cam is like the perfect man for me, which is strange because I'm so picky though.
You guys recently bought a house together.
Yes, we did.
Congratulations
on
that.
Thank you.
What's next? Is something else happening? Do we have any plans?
I like how you're just like,
what's next?
What's
do you
next?
Guys want this? If you don't,
pregnant?
That's also fun. Just curious. Just tell us
some
things.
Well, you know, we got the house now. That was part I was like, before you knock me up, I need a house.
Absolutely.
She was very consistent about that part, yeah.
I mean, we had a house, but you know, a family house, a bigger house, we can fill it with some babies. So, you know, we're about ready to get to the point to start family planning. And
that's right.
We've been doing some practicing.
Good.
So.
That's the most important part. If you're practicing, but don't practice too hard because that's how things happen. So you gotta be prepared.
Right, exactly.
I practiced 2 minutes. So I was like, oh, there's a whole baby inside me.
Oh, man.
So just make sure.
2 minutes?
You know what, it was long.
I'm kidding,
whenever this airs. All right, Laura, you have an interesting dating tip, though. You said, I kind of understand this, but I still need you to explain it. You said you should pleasure yourself before you go on a first date. Let me know what you mean by that.
How much do you want me to tell
you? Give us everything.
Well, you know, I just feel like once you pleasure yourself before you go on a date, it'll relax you. You won't be so, like, ready to just jump on somebody. Because, you know, if you go, you're already super horny. It's like, ooh, whatever you say just turns me on. But if you relax yourself, pleasure yourself, you go in there, your mind's a little clearer,
100%.
You know?
And don't you feel like you don't make stupid decisions? Because even if you've had a few drinks, it doesn't matter as much because you don't have that pent up. It's actually very good advice.
Yes.
When we get the group together, it's always a fun time.
I hope so.
So fans will get to catch up with you and your co-stars on Love is Blind After the Altar.
Yes.
Who is going to stir up? We have to ask Brie. Who's going to stir up the most drama?
Ooh, everybody.
Who is it?
I was going to say.
I have zero interest in associating with Jessica.
If that person were to show up, you know, to interact with her.
Hang out with me. Hang out with people.
Yep, that's
hang out with the people.
You can stop now.
From what we've seen, though, Barnett says he's not allowed to talk to Jessica, okay? What's going on there? Is he afraid of Amber?
You know what? I think we're all afraid of Amber.
I'm afraid of Amber.
Amber, I love you so much. No, but Amber is a tough cookie, and she does not play about her man. And, you know, there were some things that happened on, you know, Love is Blind. Yeah.
You have to kind of keep that boundary, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you guys feel like you've gotten a little bit of jealousy from the other cast members because you obviously found love?
Well, they don't say it to our face.
There you go.
If they do,
they never do.
Maybe it's like, congratulations, I hate her.
Right, yeah. But you haven't felt that at least head on.
No direct messages like that.
Not completely.
She's like, I'm seeing it a little bit more than he is, but I'm just not.
I love everyone.
What am I saying?
Good job, Morgie.
That was amazing.
I like to stay after we do the show as much as possible to get these interviews because I like to meet people and they were lovely.
Well, now that we know that, we're going to book you on all the ones for the next four weeks.
And I always wanted to know the real deal on them. You know what I mean? I felt a little bit more with your interview, listening to them, you know.
Good.
You know, on the show, it was like, okay, are they going to stay together? But you can tell that they really like being together and they are in love. So that's good.
That's some whack-ass dating advice because if I pleasure myself before a date, honey, I ain't going on the date. I'm staying my ass home.
Oh, my
Love is Blind After the Altar. Premieres Wednesday on Netflix. That's true tea. Up next, Machine Gun Kelly slams his own movie, the same one where he met Megan Fox. What gives? We'll discuss next.
Ow!
Machine Gun Kelly is slamming the movie where he met Megan Fox. He tweeted, if I don't talk or tweet about a movie I'm barely in, it's because it's trash.
Ooh.
Is this ever okay to publicly trash a project you're in?
I don't think so. I think it's wrong to do that. I mean, first of all, just the fact, you know how hard it is to make a movie in Hollywood? And for someone, no matter whether you like the person or it didn't turn out right, the fact is that somebody had to take money, a studio, things like that, and now they try to recover that money. Just be quiet. You don't have to trash it. Whatever happened, happened, but don't blame it on the movie.
Which is so honestly weird because I love Megan Fox, but I think Megan Fox kind of got in the same hot water when she trashed Michael Bay and Transformers.
Yeah.
And you almost don't want to do it because you're still looking for that next job.
Yes.
You don't want other producers or the studios to see that, oh, you trashed this movie because you didn't like it. They're going to be hesitant to hire you as Megan Fox, like Monique, like some of these other actors and actresses who have trashed, you know, their movies are projects that they were in.
And he hasn't done enough movies to be able to speak that freely. I agree with you. And I also feel like this is probably why Megan didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'd be like that one lady in Get Out. People would be like, do you love the movie? I would have one tear in my eye and be like, yeah, it's the greatest thing I've ever done.
But it's okay to say no. It's okay to say, you know what, it just wasn't, you know, it's just don't say anything. Because, you know, you like you said, you're looking for your next gig. Maybe this wasn't the one, but you're looking for your next gig. I don't get people that publicly, you know, trash, you know, projects. It makes you look bad. It doesn't make the other people look bad.
I think he probably was cut out of it more than he thought.
He was actually really good in the movie, too.
Oh, was he?
I was shocked at how good he was.
And the thing is, he met Megan on the set, so it's, you found something good.
Honey, you won't hear me trash this project until you read it in my will. You guys, thank you so much for coming out. Tonight, The Bachelor men tell all, and tomorrow they're sharing the real deal here on Daily Pop. We're also talking to Hoda Kotb about the Olympics and adopting her new baby.
Aww.
Don't forget to check out Nightly Pop at 11:30 and join us every weekday at 11 for Daily Pop.
Ow.
Set your DVRs. We love you guys. We cherish you. And remember, Lonnie Love is always here to collect a check.
Ow. Ow.
Go T-Boss. Go T-Boss. Go T-Boss.